Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself one thought at a time. Join your host, Lynn Crocker, and her guests as they demystify your brain's processes and help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. I'm your host, Lynn Crocker. Today I'm chatting with Pamela and W.T. Hamilton. Although partners in business, this mother and son team have very differing approaches to the law of attraction. While Pamela's approach incorporates spirituality into her work, W.T. draws from his own personal business experience and goal-setting mentality. The differing points of view complement each other, bringing a wider perspective to those who are hungry to find a new way of looking at life and manifest what they desire. Together, they created the Your Invincible Power book series, and today we're going to talk about their latest book, How to Tame Your Ego and Fuel Your Ambition. You know, in its attempt to keep us safe, the ego often puts up roadblocks, sets limitations, and produces fear and anxieties, which sap your motivation and keep you stuck. Understanding your ego and all its tricks is key to stepping out of your comfort zone and dreaming big. So stay tuned for more on this topic while I welcome Pamela and WT to the show. Hi, Pamela and WT. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hello.
Hey, thanks.
Hi, nice to have both of you. So I think before we dive into today's topic, tell me a little bit about how your journey began. I think it's a very interesting collaboration of mother and son. So whoever wants to start first, just tell me a little bit about how you both got into this.
Okay, I'll start. I love Oprah Winfrey. And I watched Gary Zukav on her show in the 90s and bought The Seat for the Soul. I'm not sure if you're aware of
it. Oh, I love that book.
Yes, it became my Bible too at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a guiding light for me until it dimmed, you know. Mm-hmm. It's about alignment of the personality with the soul, which was lovely, and I just followed it like crazy. Mm-hmm. And then when I say it dimmed, and not that his, any of his work dimmed in my mind, but it's life takes you, mm-hmm. you know, it takes you on different paths,
yeah.
and then that falls away a little bit. So then The Secret came.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw The Secret, I was bowled over with, mm-hmm. or what, you know, what they promise.
Yeah.
In the movie. So I bought that. I bought the book, and with the movie, and I gave it to everybody I could think of,
uh-huh.
including my sons, including WT.
Uh-huh.
And then I finished up getting a website, and I had the IT guy come to me at one point, and he said, "Why don't you write a book?"
Mm.
Yeah, so because mm-hmm. what had happened, I was putting articles on my website, and I had uh-huh. quite a lot of people come and say, "Oh, can you write more?"
Nice.
About it. All I was doing is writing what I was learning. As
yeah.
I was learning and going through this journey, I
sure.
was writing it down, yes.
Yeah.
And then I'll let WT tell your side of the story from that point.
So with me, basically, I'm a skeptic at heart.
Uh-huh.
And so I wasn't really into any of this stuff, especially the Gary Zukav, and my mom was into that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit too much for me.
Sure.
But what happened was the one Christmas, so I was working for a company. The company had gone bankrupt, and as it came back to life, we all went back to work, and they weren't paying me the same as they were before, and I kept accepting that, and they kept giving me excuses. And then the one Christmas, I didn't have enough money to really buy the kids the things that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really bad, like mad at myself for letting
sure.
that happen.
Mm.
So I started looking for a new way of doing things. And then
mm-hmm.
not long after that, my mom showed me The Secret.
Mm.
And I watched that video and really connected with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, that started the journey into learning about the law of attraction.
Oh, that's interesting that you had mentioned. I think I was watching a YouTube video of you. I'm not sure. But you'd said that The Secret kind of came into you at the point when you'd sort of were tired of being a skeptic. I don't know how you worded it, but you were
yeah.
open to it at that point, which I thought was
my
very
skepticism.
Interesting.
Yeah, my skepticism was failing me.
Yeah. What I thought was, that's how you put it. I thought that was just a great way of putting it, because it is in those moments of vulnerability when things come into us. And And I also, well, Pamela, Seat of the Soul was, I love that book. I actually was just rereading it again. I think it's beautifully written, and I love the message in it. But WT, I can see how that might be a little too woo-woo for somebody that has, you know, kind of that skeptical mind. But it's interesting that The Secret hit both of you, and I want to talk then move into what we're going to talk about. And I'm of the same mindset that The Secret was a great introduction into this concept, but I think it left a lot of people hanging because it really wasn't complete enough with the information. And I believe that's where both of you have stepped in to try to flesh that out a little bit, how to apply The Secret, how to make it, as you put, you know, put the law of attraction into action. I also love that. So, and in this latest, the latest book that you, you know, you have a series of books out. They're called Your Invincible Power, and we talked about that or mentioned that in the intro. And the latest, is it the latest one that is How to Tame Your Ego and Fuel Your Ambition?
The
newest one. Okay, so let's start talking about the ego, because as I'm understanding too, the ego gets in a way of manifesting sometimes. So, talk about the ego. How important is it to understand that egoic mind and understand what's going on?
So I believe it's super important. The egoic mind is the elusive part of us, and it wants to take command. And the problem with this, we believe that someone or something else is responsible for our happiness. So we simply let the ego take control. But with this, the ego also presents fear. And so when once we take that fear into us, we also we also let control of you know, our own control go, our own power go, and the ego mind takes over. So that superficial part of us from those messages in our subconscious that starts to, you know, rear the head when we're not in control.
Right. So the ego takes over, and as you said, it presents fear, which is a very repulsive energy rather than attractive energy. So, and I know just, and you can probably attest to this too, a lot of people do operate, well, almost everybody operates from that ego place unless they're consciously trying not to. Is that a kind of a correct statement?
Yes, yes. Because they're unaware of it, right?
Yeah.
People are, so we're 90% of the time we are operating from those old messages, which is what the ego drags up from the subconscious, those messages that we've been given to us from when we're a child. That we're not even aware that they're there. So it's, this is why we believe that it's external energies and external situations and people that is controlling us.
Exactly.
And what happens is when you set a goal, and I think this is what a lot of people found with the movie The Secret. So they set a goal, they believed in that goal, and then they expected to receive it. But the longer it takes you to achieve that goal, for whatever reason it is, that's more opportunities that your ego can pop in and try to talk you out of pursuing it and tell you that, oh, well, it's not going to work, so why are you trying that?
Yes, those negative voices. And Pamela, as you were saying, it really does come from those old messages and from things that came up in childhood. So WT, it's really important, as you're saying, when you set a goal, to understand how the ego is playing into how you can achieve that. So what are, I mean, if again the ego is a subconscious thing that's just a, kind of under the surface running someone's life, how can they begin to identify it, you know, because they're identifying right now with the ego, so there are some steps that need to be taken, I guess, to separate out from the ego, to be more of an observer. And I know that's a big question. I know it's a long process, but do you have any thoughts on how somebody can combat their ego?
Well, it's awareness of the ego. Once you become aware of the ego, the responsibilities are on you. So it becomes your responsibility. And so you really have to access your own behaviors and what you choose to participate in. Yeah, so it actually takes away from any, you know, situation. I always look at it, pardon me, I always look at it that it takes away the sting from the situation that's causing you heartache at the time, or a situation that you're not understanding. It takes the sting away because now you're aware of why you've acted out or why somebody else has acted out.
Mm-hmm.
I first really could put this into some kind of meaning when I watched other people. Because once you're aware of it and you watch other people and you see how they play out or they become out of control, even in a conversation, you know, you understand what's going on and then you're able to, you know, access this and it helps you to forgive them.
Yeah.
Forgive them of, you know, something that you really don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the way I've been able to explain to or look at it is it's an awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It's awareness of it, of this elusive part of us, and you know, showing up in our lives.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the first step then would be to realize that there is a duality within us. There's our ego side, and I suppose, and then our lack of a better word, our soul side or the side, the observer side of us.
Yes, absolutely.
And I liked what you were saying, that a good first step is maybe to be able to observe the ego in other people in action. And from what I was understanding, we've all had the experience where we're chatting with somebody and, for example, I say something and they have heard it a way that I did not intend it to be said, and then all of a sudden they're reacting and they're going off on this tangent. And if in that moment the person in front of them can understand, okay, well, they've taken this statement in this direction because of fear, because of a childhood thing, because of whatever they're attaching to what I've said, and understand that it's their ego at this point taking over, trying to protect them.
Yes.
So
that's right. So you're viewing it in a way different way than you would have done prior to that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then trying to apply that to yourself, I suppose, is then the next difficult step.
Yeah, that's the hardest one.
Yeah. So maybe journaling a good way to somebody could go throughout the day and then come back at night and go, okay, well, why did I react that way? What was going on? So I said journaling, and you seem to agree. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, journaling and affirmations and there's so many different ways now that can help, because it's all about getting away from those hidden messages that self-talk, you know, that keeps playing out in our lives.
Right.
Yeah, so journaling, it's really good. In fact, that's how you started, Wayne, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
WT.
I started by writing basically a journal of what was working and what wasn't working.
Oh, okay.
And what I did was I looked at my past before I learned the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Started to realize that all the things that I really focused on and believed that I could achieve were the things that I accomplished.
Hmm.
And the ones that I didn't believe that I could achieve, obviously I didn't accomplish
mm-hmm.
those. So then knowing that, I realized that that's part of the ego. My ego would jump in on certain things and not let me do certain things, and then I was able to quiet it on other things.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was is the things I was achieving were things that everybody achieves, like buying a house, buying a car, getting a promotion.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason why you allow yourself to believe you can do that is because everybody else can do that.
Right. Yeah.
But when you're trying to do bigger, scarier dreams, that's when your ego starts to try to get in your way and distract you.
Mm-hmm.
And throw all kinds of doubt and fear.
Yeah, that was a really good exercise. So you gathered evidence from your life, like you said, wrote down what was working, what wasn't working, and then you made the really great observation that the things that were working were things that were within your belief system, because they're within everybody's belief system. You know, you believe in, here in the U.S., you can buy a house, you can, but the things that weren't working were things that were a little, I guess, out of your belief system, a little bit scary, more of a stretch for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always like to point out when we're talking about ego, and I'm sure you both would agree that the ego's not bad. I mean, meaning its purpose is, in this instance, is really to try to protect, but it is working against one. So, for example, if in your childhood you were if you learn that love was not readily available, then your ego will go throughout your entire life, quote-unquote, protecting you from being hurt, even though it's
That's
preventing
right.
you from living. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that...
Yes, but the problem with that is then it stops you, right? It puts you in a box.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And that's where a lot of people are now. They're in this box, and
mm-hmm.
it's their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Where, and that's what the ego presents, because it presents this wonderful comfort zone
yeah.
that you don't want to step out of.
Right.
But it's by letting go of doubt and...
Mm-hmm.
Stepping out of that comfort zone, stepping out of the box and actually trying different things
mm-hmm.
is a way of letting your ego go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, letting go, you know. A lot of the teachers talk about letting go.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably familiar with Abraham
mm-hmm.
you know, Hicks, yeah,
yeah.
and talks about letting go all the time. So that's what it is we have to... You're always going to have the ego with you, but you have
mm-hmm.
to let go of those parts that don't serve you.
Yeah, there you go. And that is done by stepping out of the box and taking chances.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, WT, maybe you can talk to this, but stepping out of the box, is it important to take small steps when you're stepping out of the box, or do you just want to bust out of the box? What's your feeling on that?
So basically, before you can... You can have this big, scary dream. You have to learn how to dream.
Oh.
And that's kind of the key
nice.
to fuel your ambition. You've
uh-huh.
got to start focusing on how to dream. So the book we have, Removing the Mental Hurdles, is all
mm-hmm.
about learning how to dream.
Hmm.
What I found with the law of attraction is you got to realize that like believing in your dream or your goal, it's not believing in what you can see with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's about believing what you can see with your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is that people don't focus on that long enough. So they start out that way,
mm-hmm.
but then they get sidetracked because they want to see these things right away happening.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to combat that is to have these mini goals along your journey so that you can... kind of step toward your big goal.
Yeah. And then go ahead.
And so we do that, like even when we did the book tour with Misha at Elite Book Promotions,
mm-hmm.
one of our goals was to do a podcast,
mm-hmm.
but we never told her that.
Oh.
So as she set up the whole tour,
uh-huh.
we had hosting on these different sites, and the tour started, and along just about the last day of the tour,
uh-huh.
we got the email that that you were interested in doing a podcast with
That's
us.
That's great.
So we celebrated that, right? Because
yeah.
It's an unspoken goal, but because we were focused on that being part of the journey,
mm-hmm.
we were able to manifest that because we didn't let the ego stop us from believing that it could happen.
Yeah. So, WT, you touched a little bit on fueling your ambition, and that was to learn how to dream. Is there anything you can add to that? I love what you just said, learning how to dream. And I think people immediately, well, I dream. I dream at night. My mind goes off. And that's not exactly what you mean. So can you dive a little bit more into what learning how to dream looks like or what it means?
Yeah, so, well, one of the things in the book we talk about is being clear in what you want. You want to accomplish, because once you have a clear picture, and it's not of how you're going to get there,
mm-hmm.
it's just of what you're trying to do.
Okay.
Once you do that, the law of attraction, the way it really works is that it brings opportunities to you.
Uh-huh.
And then you can decide whether you want to pursue that opportunity or not, if that's the right fit for you. But it really does open up doors, and those doors are what can lead you to the next step toward
mm-hmm.
your goal. To learn how to dream, it's basically first not trying to reach for something that you think you can do.
Okay.
Because a lot of those things are just tasks.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to do those anyways, right?
Right.
Like hitting a new car, getting a house.
Yeah.
That's pretty realistic.
Uh-huh.
But when you have a big, big dream, and this is what a lot of people, I think, they get scared even to think about a big, big dream.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to think about a big, big dream, you really have to start focusing on accomplishing that big, big dream.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you start to build up your ambition, because as you succeed in these little steps,
mm-hmm.
you build more confidence in being able to do that, and it quietens your ego and lessens the fear.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't talk yourself out of it, you talk yourself into it.
Nice.
The more that you succeed.
Yeah. And that's, so I got with focusing on the big dream, mm-hmm. and then...
And believing in yourself,
and,
right? And believing, putting as much belief as you can. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
But we really need to believe
mm-hmm.
that we can accomplish this.
Believe that you can.
This big dream, yeah.
Yeah. And that belief can build over time through accomplishing the small steps
that it takes
to achieve it. And I... Again, think that's important to point out the small steps. I think that some of the misconceptions also is that if there has to be action on the physical plane,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
just
yes.
like you got
yes.
you had to write a book, you had to go on a
yes.
trip, and there was
yes.
steps you had to take to allow these
yes.
other things to come in, and it's not
yes.
just sitting around just thinking about it.
I'll just tell you a little story what happened to me.
Yeah.
That's funny now when you look back.
They're always funny when you look back, right?
Yes. So after having the secret, and I decided to write the book, when the IT guy says to me, you know, write a book.
Uh-huh.
So I'm writing this book, and it's then WT comes on board with writing along with
mm-hmm.
me. But at the time, he's saying, so what are you going to do with this? And I'm saying, I don't know. I guess I just wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, at that time, it really was, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the secret's so convincing that, you know, you just have to do this without any action.
Right.
Yeah, so thank God WT came on board.
Yes.
Yes.
You sound like you guys are such a nice balance for each other. I love it.
Yeah, I'm the goal guy, so I set the goals and
yeah.
chase after the goals.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's, yeah, you absolutely need that. I think I'm fortunately a little bit of both of those. And, you know, my introduction to all of this, strangely enough, came through just an interest in quantum physics growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Not an interest in the math, but the concept of it. I loved it. And then you mentioned Abraham earlier than in.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the tape sitting. I have a cassette tape that I think was probably recorded when they were first starting out in, like, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
the late 80s. And
oh, yeah.
I listened to it in 1995, and I was that was it after that. Because what they
mm-hmm. –
so it's like, this matches quantum physics. And so I think I came from it, WT, from maybe more of your – mindset, but something in my heart definitely understood what they were saying, and then See the Soul came in, and my journey continued from there. So
yes,
so I'm pretty good at setting goals, pretty good at dreaming, but yeah, my ego does take me out quite often. But I know it now. We have a nice relationship. I've named all parts of her, and I'm like, you know, hey, so-and-so, you need to just back off right now because we're continuing on. But anyway.
And that's wonderful, isn't it? It's wonderful that you do get to know that, and you can laugh
right.
at it, you know, laugh at those,
I do.
You know, parts of you that,
yeah.
that seemed a little out of control at the time.
Absolutely. And then, you know, and I've come to some of the ones that are more fearful, to just treat them as if I'm a mother and they're just little kids and they just need to be comforted.
Yes, yes.
I've come to understand it. Well, as you guys said it too, it's not about getting rid of the ego. It's about taming it and understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
It will always
right.
be part of you. So we are getting a little bit close to time, but I want to have listeners be able to get in touch with you. So
yeah.
What would be a good website? I know your books are all available on Amazon.
So our website is yourinvinciblepower.com, and we have a lot of blogs on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have links to the books, but there's a lot of free information that you can gain
mm-hmm.
on that site. We also have a Twitter, and we have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And they're all linked through that.
Great.
Once you go on the site, you can get to our Twitter and our YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is teach in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to read. Some people like to watch videos.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have a free book.
And what?
You can download a free book.
Yeah, I poked around the website. There is some great information there. So, again, listeners, it's yourinvinciblepower.com.
Yeah.
just pop on there, and then from there they can people can get to your books and via Amazon and purchase them.
Yes.
So great. Okay. Well, I love what both of you are doing. I really enjoyed this conversation. It was a ton of fun for me, and I hope for you too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, cool. You're welcome. So yeah, just please continue doing what you're doing, and listeners, just be sure to tune in next week. So that wraps up today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, subscribe now so that you never miss an episode. Also, be sure to check out my website, createyourrealitytoday.com. Remember to create the reality you want, one thought at a time.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself, one thought at a time. Never miss an episode. Go to iTunes and search podcasts for Create Your Reality and subscribe now.